This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Oh, Sookie. Phones are going to be hot on this one. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Chris Russell Show. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman will take you on your afternoon drive from then on. Couple of calls lining in already. Should the tush push ultimately be banned? It will be voted on officially a little bit later on this week at the league meetings that is happening. And obviously Washington sees the tush push more than any other team in the NFL because they play Philadelphia twice per year. The tush push success rate has been 86% since 2022. In that year, they had a 90% success rate the first year that they kind of introduced it. In 2023, they converted on 88.1% of their tush push attempts. Last year, that number dropped to 82.4%. So teams are getting better at defending the tush push, but still there is a lot of dialogue surrounding the play and whether or not it should be legal or not. We got the Frankie Louvu audio still pulled up, Chris. If you're just now joining us, Frankie Louvu, who was made famous in the NFC Championship game by jumping over the pile 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row. Here's what he had to say about whether or not the tush push should be banned or not.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion,
yeah,
I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
As Frankie Louvu this morning on Good Morning Football, obviously in the NFC title game, there was the ruling from the official that, hey, if you keep jumping over the pile, we're just going to award them a touchdown. Louvu's explanation is interesting. I want to see what the Commanders are going to do this year to combat it. I think all the teams in the NFC East should take it personally. You got to play Philly twice a year. So if anyone should be complaining, it should be the teams within the division. Y'all know how I feel. What say you? 301-230-0980. Teddy is in Silver Spring, wants to chime in. What's going on, Teddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
I believe that they should ban it because it negates the forward progress rule. I mean, the ref can sit there and determine when forward progress is not stopped. Every time I see the tush push, I'm like, okay, his forward progress is stopped. And then they let him go on like another 2 minutes until he gets the first down or the touchdown. Either have one or the other. Either don't have forward progress or keep the tush push. But you can't have both because it looks like one negates the other.
Do you think there are legitimate injury concerns with the play?
No.
That's why why it would get overturned.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't understand, you know, the ruling of there is no forward progress anymore because now a player can get on the back of another player and push him forward even when his progress is stopped. So I don't understand. I mean, looking at the rules of football, to me it looks like it breaks the rule of football.
I totally agree with you. It's a very polarizing conversation. You heard my argument, Teddy. I feel like, man, look, play better defense on first and second down and don't get him in the third and two and fourth and two, and you'll be better off for it. I appreciate the call as always. I want to see what teams are going to do this year to try and stop it. I just gave you the numbers. This is via ESPN.com. The success rate has a total conversion rate of 86% since Philly first started running it in 2022. In 2022, they converted it at a 90% clip. 2023, at 88% clip. And then last year, dropped all the way down to 82%. So teams are getting better at defending it. I also think the officials are officiating it different as well because there's an argument to be made that the Eagles' offensive linemen at times are offsides and in, you know, the neutral zone, so to speak, when trying to stop this thing or when trying to convert this. So, really interesting conversation. We want your thoughts at 301-230-0980. Kevin is in D.C., wants to chime in. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
When I was growing up, my father told me, don't hate the player, hate the game. He also told me it's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat. Mm. And one thing I learned from Georgetown basketball, those that press don't like to be pressed. The real pride is not installing it in your offense. I would, until they legalize it or ban it, it would be a part of one of my weapons because it's obvious that it's effective, and it's obvious because the goal of the game is to score the most points.
Right.
And I believe that the other teams need to install it as a part of one of their weapons until the league decides if they're going to keep it, if they're going to take it away.
So, Kevin, that's interesting perspective. Other teams across the NFL run the tush push, Kev, and don't have the same success rate. So I think the Eagles have perfected it. Dan Quinn did an interview, Kevin, earlier this offseason and actually said that the play that Luvu jumped over the top with, they practiced that. Like, that was something that they planned. So, teams are getting more and more strategic in how you try and stop this thing. Who would be running the tush push for DC, though? Ain't no damn way, Kevin, I'm putting Jaden Daniels in that position.
I'm putting Brian Robinson in there.
Okay.
I'm putting Robinson there. I'm not using my quarterback because Jalen Hurts is built like from the waist down, built like Brian Robinson, like a running back. You got to be strategic. You got to be very, very smart. I would put my running back and tell them we are getting ready to tush push. Stop it.
Yeah, for sure. You think they banned it or not?
I don't think they're going to ban it. I don't think they're going to ban it.
Not good news for us. Appreciate the call as always, Kevin. Enjoy the rest of your week, man. 301-230-0980.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Will they ban it? That's the question I have. Do you think they ban it?
So here's my take on it. This is the thing I think people are kind of missing about whether it's a good football play or not or whatever. I don't think that's even relevant here. I think the problem is it's bad TV. When you're watching Frankie Louvu do that jump over and over and they keep recalling the same play,
yeah,
that's bad football. That's not fun to watch. And I think that's what the NFL owners might be thinking about more. It's not whether, oh, is it hard to stop or not? It's like, does the common viewer want to sit there and watch a play like that 6 times in a row?
That's
bad football. That's bad TV, and it makes you change the channel. It makes you lose interest in the sport. It makes a fourth down play, which is supposed to be one of the most exciting, intense parts of football, really boring.
For sure. I think that's an interesting point to it as well. It was so awkward watching it on TV last year.
Terrible. I remember sitting there watching it. I was there with a bunch of the junkies and stuff. We were watching that at that event we were all at, and it was just like, this is just bad. Like, this isn't fun football to watch.
Right.
You know, it was like watching the game where they didn't have the quarterback a couple of years ago. Like, you know, you're like, yes, this is just bad football.
And then that led them to change the rule on
and
that.
And that's what I mean. It's like, I don't know necessarily if it's too good of a play or Philly's perfected. That's not really the point. Like, is it fun to watch? And I don't think it is. To me, I don't think it is. But everybody's got their own opinion on that.
We'll
too,
keep the conversation going on the Tush Push right here at 301-230-0980. Should they ban it or not? Patrick is in Leesburg. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
How you doing, man? Doing
good. I was just agreeing with Louvu said at the end. You know what I mean? If they're gonna do it and they're gonna keep the Tush Push, let's just all go at once on a cadence. You know what I mean? So, like Louvu can jump over the pile and tear his head off. You know what I'm saying? And time it properly.
Other than that,
it's just a bunch of.
When you're watching it, do you agree with what Metal Chris just said? Do you think there is a part of this to where the viewing experience is impacted by the play?
Yes, that was a good point, actually. That was definitely.
And do you think they ultimately ban it?
Who wants to watch that over and over again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very true.
I want to see like a exciting play, you know, to finish off a drive or a game or a fourth and one.
Do you think they ultimately ban the play?
They might. I don't really know. You know what I mean? This is like, we should have a good bet on this because nobody really knows.
For sure. Patrick, I appreciate you tapping in as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Little tweets at me and says, how about the defense start pushing back, LB start pushing D tackles? Guess what? It's not allowed to get rid of it as defense. I'm going to find a way to defend it. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Louvel was alluding to, the idea of everybody going on the same cadence. Washington actually stopped it against Philly on Thursday Night Football, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was one where they did, too. I mean, again, it's not 100% successful. And there's also, you know, there could be a fumble in the handoff. There's other issues that can happen as well.
That's what
Deron
Payne was trying to do, was trying to smack the hand of the center.
Sure, yeah.
To stop the exchange. It's a very interesting dynamic on this entire thing. Let's go to Rick in D.C. who wants to chime in on it. What's going on, Rick?
Okay. No, I don't have a problem with the Tush Push. I mean, just figure out a way to stop it, number one. I mean, when the Chicago Bears had a successful season, when they had William Perry in the backfield,
uh-huh.
I mean, a 300-pounder fullback coming at you. And also, the last caller before the other one, when he said it's bad for TV ratings, I mean, I'd rather see them go back to the regular kickoffs because punt returns are more dangerous than a kickoff. I mean, who want to see a kickoff when somebody got to kick the ball off and you got to wait for the guy to catch it and then run down the field again when he got about 20 to 30 yards ahead of the person who got to stop him?
So you're not a fan of the new kickoff rule either, huh?
No. Let's go back to old football. I mean, look at who made successful in making Pro Bowls when they was leading kick returners and all that. I mean, y'all making that bad for football right there.
Yeah, so, I think it's a big part of it.
I don't agree with the push.
Do you think they will ultimately ban it, Rick, or no?
Of course they will, because too many people whining about it. I mean, just join in what Philly is doing and create the same thing what they do. No. It's not bad for football. No, I don't agree with that.
I would love to see a Commanders iteration of it, Rick. See if we could put Marcus Mariota on the center, maybe. I appreciate the call.
Yeah,
though,
I mean,
301-230-0980. Daryl is in Columbia, wants to chime in. What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, thank you, Linnell. I think that, ask all the Philly fans, do they want it out? You know, I mean, I just think that this is a copycat league.
Yeah.
And, you know, after we had the Hawks, the 300-pounders, man, in the 80s and 90s, what did everybody do after that? They went out and got offensive and defensive linemen, 300-plus, you know. So we need to devise our own. I'm more upset about the kickoff because you can't even do an onside kick without letting them know what your play is. I think that's not football. But as far as this, the tush push, I don't like it. It's rugby to me. But, hey, I don't think the Philly should be penalized. I mean, stop them, you know, or devise your own scheme and do the same thing to them. Just like the guy called and said, you know, teams that like to press don't like to be pressed.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we need to do is just devise our own and put a running back there, put a Binks back there, somebody big and just push. And
yeah, so,
it's a done deal.
So that's,
they need to bring back that kickoff, man. Yeah. They need to bring that kickoff back.
So that was my thought on the whole thing too, Daryl. If they do end up going with the tush push, who would you want it to be? Daryl mentioned John Bates. Daryl also mentioned Brian Robinson's been referenced as a guy. So we want to keep the conversation rolling on this. 301-230-0980. The tush push getting voted on later this week in the league meetings. Should they ban it or not? When we come back, we'll let you hear from Frankie Louvu, who gave his thoughts this morning on whether or not the play should be banned or not. It's next on the Team 980.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.